Chapter 1, Devotional 16. Are you wise or foolish? The benefits of reading God's Word. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Is not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Research shows that reading is fundamental to normal human growth and development. Reading stimulates the brain, feeds you with new ideas and information, facts and data. Reading gives you a deeper understanding of the world, history, culture, and human nature. Reading can plant seeds and foster dreams and visions of the future. Reading is essential, however, reading too much of the wrong material can deceive you into thinking you are wise, while in fact you are dull and foolish in God's eyes. Several years ago, the truth of this verse rang loudly in my ears. I was speaking to a men's group about ways to become mighty men of God. I posed these questions to the group. How many of you faithfully start your day reading your Bible? How much time do you spend reading and meditating on God's Word and in prayer? Their responses were sadly typical. Less than half of the group raised their hands. One man, a business owner, admitted that he seldom read his Bible. And when I asked him to explain, he told me that he spent his time reading various financial publications so he could be informed and current on world events in order to properly advise his clients. He ended with, I simply do not have the time to read my Bible. Unfortunately, this view is prevalent in the body of Christ. We have replaced God's wisdom, truth, laws, and principles, and his way of thinking with the world's intelligence and social trends. Karen and I refuse to participate in any social or political crisis, economic recession or downturn, or subscribe to the world's way of thinking. Almost 10 years ago, I canceled a 25-year subscription to the Houston Chronicle and replaced it with my Bible. I made a conscious choice. What about you? Do you put more weight on the morning news than you do on God's Word? I urge you to ask God to show you any area where you are trying to be wise and acting the fool. Lord, thank you for the eternal truth and wisdom of your Word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who directs and guides me in all truth daily. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.